Once I was in the debate team, and then I was like, this was a really bad experience, and I was the first time to be the first speaker, and actually I forgot all my draft, and then I was like looking at the judge and feel like speechless. And at that moment I really feel like I thought my English was fair, but when I was like really nervous, and I feel like I need to improve my English a little bit. Even I can't think, or like I'm not in this bad situation, so I still have to like speak out something. So for the second question is, what is my most memorable English reading experience? When I was in primary school, my mom bought me a book, and it was Mitch Albom, and I can barely read the book because there were so many difficult words. And I remember when I got to secondary three, I just read through the book once more, and then I feel like I finally understand what it's talking about. So I think it's quite a good experience.
I see. So it must be intimidating to kind of forgot all your scripts when in the face of the debate team. So like, how did you come up with ideas, you know, when that happened?
So I was like freaked out, and then I just searched for my cue cards. And then I just read back all the things I had wrote on the cue card. So yeah, it was like, it reminds me to be more careful next time.
Yeah, and also I think in the debate team, you were preparing materials with other debate members. So like, did you learn anything in like cooperating with them, like relating to English?
Yeah, because you know, debating, you have a lot of information, and you have to guess what your competitors is going to ask you or to judge you. So by reading those information or magazines or articles, I think it helps to improve my English, no matter reading or like the ability to understand what the composition is talking about. So yeah, it helps a lot.
I see. So do you see yourself interested in reading other books in the future?
Not really, because you know, university life is really busy, and then I think when I get to university, it's really hard for me to maintain my reading habits. So yeah.
But do you have like a really quick way, or a really more casual way, like to catch up with English, even though it's not, you know, committing to reading a novel?
Yeah, like watching series of dramas and then learn their words. I think because different dramas are from different countries and they use different vocab, so it helps to get to know the culture of that country. And then, you know, the vocab are varies from different countries, so I think it helps, like, you know, like watching drama helps.